This is the South America Debrief by Atlas News. Welcome to the South America Debrief by Atlas News, where we delve into the biggest stories of the region and give you an in-depth breakdown and analysis. Starting off, in a concerning development, a ship named Gulfstream capsized off the coast of Tobago in the Caribbean earlier this month, leaking an unidentified oil-like substance that has contaminated nearly 29 miles of coastline and nearshore marine areas. This incident has raised serious environmental and economic concerns for the island nation. The situation is shrouded in mystery, as authorities have been unable to determine the ship's origin, the whereabouts of its crew, or the exact nature of the leaking substance. No distress calls were received from the Gulfstream before its capsizing, and divers haven't found any bodies on board. Adding to the puzzle, there are indications that the ship may have been involved in towing activities before the incident. Dive team leader Alvin Douglas observed debris trails suggesting the vessel overturned before hitting the reef, and a large cable was found attached to its bow. This raises questions about the ship's potential involvement in illegal activities or its seaworthiness at the time of the incident. Efforts to contain the spill using oil booms, peat moss, and other equipment have been unsuccessful so far, posing a significant threat to the island's ecology and economy. Tobago heavily relies on fishing and tourism, both of which are likely to be severely impacted by the oil contamination. The authorities are urging beachgoers and fishermen to avoid the affected areas until the responsible party can be identified and the situation is brought under control. Identifying the source of the spill and the responsible party is crucial for holding them accountable and ensuring proper cleanup and compensation efforts. The full extent of the environmental damage and economic repercussions of this incident is yet to be determined. However, it's clear that the capsized Gulfstream has left a trail of uncertainty and potential devastation in its wake. Continued investigation and swift action are essential to mitigate the ongoing and long-term impacts of this event. Next, Ecuadorian authorities launched coordinated raids alongside Spanish police, targeting an international drug trafficking ring believed to be headquartered in both countries. This operation marks the latest effort by Ecuador to combat the surge in gang violence and regain control following the escape of notorious drug lord José Fito Macías. The joint raids involved authorities searching 33 properties in Ecuador and 10 in Spain, resulting in multiple arrests, the seizure of evidence, and the confiscation of a substantial amount of money. This operation comes amidst heightened tensions in Ecuador following Fito's escape from prison in January. The escape triggered a national state of emergency, military mobilization, and the classification of several gangs, including Fito's Los Choneros, as terrorist organizations. Fito, born in 1979, has a lengthy criminal history encompassing charges like murder, robbery, and drug trafficking. He is currently Ecuador's most wanted criminal and suspected leader of Los Choneros, a powerful gang operating on the Ecuadorian coast. The gang, believed to be affiliated with the Sinaloa cartel, is involved in various criminal activities, including drug smuggling, contract killings, extortion, and human trafficking. The recent raids highlight Ecuador's ongoing struggle to combat drug trafficking and gang violence. Fito's escape sparked a series of events, including the deportation of his family members from Argentina, believed to be involved in the gang's operations. Additionally, authorities have conducted multiple raids on prisons and even a gang-occupied hospital in an attempt to restore order. While the recent raids represent a positive step towards curbing drug trafficking activities, the full impact remains to be seen. Fito's continued freedom and the deeply entrenched presence of Los Choneros pose significant challenges for Ecuadorian authorities. Continued international cooperation, effective law enforcement strategies, and addressing the root causes of gang violence will be crucial in achieving lasting peace and stability in the region. Now, Javier Milei, Argentina's newly elected president known for his unorthodox and often incendiary views, is embarking on his first official international trips, sparking both anticipation and controversy. Milei's itinerary includes visits to Israel and Italy, marking a significant shift in Argentina's diplomatic landscape. In Israel, he is scheduled to meet with key figures like President Isaac Herzog and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, potentially strengthening ties with the nation. This move contrasts with the stance of previous South American leaders who have voiced support for Palestine. Milei, who openly expresses interest in Judaism, will be accompanied by a rabbi he intends to appoint as Argentina's ambassador to Israel. This decision further underscores his potential shift in foreign policy towards Israel. However, Milei's trip to Italy is expected to be more complex. He is scheduled to meet with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, but his planned audience with Pope Francis presents a stark contrast. Milei has previously referred to the Pope as a filthy leftist and the devil's representative, raising concerns about the potential for diplomatic tension. These international visits coincide with a period of domestic unrest in Argentina. Milei's omnibus reform bill, aiming for economic deregulation, privatization of state entities, and reduced state intervention, has sparked protests and social unrest. Critics argue the bill will exacerbate existing inequalities and harm vulnerable populations. The lower house is currently debating the bill's individual articles, with final approval pending in the Senate. Meanwhile, Argentina grapples with inflation exceeding 200%, highlighting the urgency and complexity of the economic situation. Milei's international trips and domestic policy proposals generate a mix of hope and trepidation. While some view his approach as a potential catalyst for economic change, others fear it could exacerbate social and political divisions. The coming weeks will be crucial in determining the impact of both his international engagements and domestic reforms on Argentina's future. Finally, El Salvador's political landscape has been stirred by President Nayib Bukele's declaration of victory in the recent presidential election. While claiming an overwhelming win with over 85% of the votes, Bukele's announcement precedes the official release of polling data, raising concerns and questions. Bukele, currently serving his first term, took to social media platform X to declare himself and his New Ideas Party re-elected. This announcement comes despite a constitutional ban on presidents serving consecutive terms. To circumvent this, Bukele and his vice president obtained a six-month leave of absence in December 2023 to campaign, with an interim leader taking charge until May 2024. Bukele's popularity stems largely from his tough stance against gang violence. Following a surge in gang-related killings in 2022, he implemented emergency measures that suspended certain constitutional rights and targeted gang members through mass arrests. These measures, exceeding 68,000 detentions, have drawn criticism from human rights groups alleging human rights violations. Despite the controversy surrounding his re-election bid, Bukele maintains significant public support. His approval ratings benefit from his perceived success in curbing gang violence and his embrace of unconventional policies, such as making Bitcoin legal tender. However, the lack of official election results and the potential violation of the Constitution cast a shadow over the legitimacy of Bukele's claim. The coming days will be crucial in determining how these issues are addressed and what they ultimately mean for El Salvador's political stability and democratic future. This has been the South America Debrief by Atlas News. Thank you for listening.